You're listening to a 1FM podcast.
Hi everyone, it's that time of week again. I'm here with Steve. How are you going, Steve?
Yeah, pretty good, mate. Yes, still in the same scenario as the last 6 or 7 weeks, but we're still surviving, we're still getting through, and we're still getting plenty of stories on the L segment for whatever happened to, so... Yeah, we're keeping me occupied.
Yeah, it's a good thing. That's one good thing, I suppose. We've got a bit of time to work on them. So who have you got for me today?
I've got a very interesting gentleman and group for you today. It's sort of a two-in-one story. It's the story of Jay and the Americans, which a lot of our people will be familiar with, and also the story of Jay Black, who was the best-known one of the first. There's been three Jays, and he's the best-known one of the three. But we'll start off and just talk about him for the first paragraph or so. He was born David Blatt, B-L-A-T-T, in New York City on the 2nd of November 1938. He grew up in a Jewish family in the neighbourhood of Borough Park, where he first sang in public. It was actually his first singing engagement was actually in a temple. Now, Jay and the Americans, they formed out of a group initially called the Mystics, which had taken on a fellow by the name of John Traynor, whose nickname was Jay, and took him on as a lead singer in the late 50s. He met up with three fellows called Sandy Dean, Kenny Vance, and Howie Kane. I might add that their surnames have been changed, but we won't worry about that. They were part of a vocal trio working behind a female lead singer. Now, they formed a new quartet and were signed by producer-songwriters who by the name of Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller, and called them the Americans, gave them a recording contract. They recorded a song called Tonight, which was a moderate hit in New York, and that was the song from West Side Story. They then decided to have Traynor as a lead singer and call the group Jay and the Americans. Their second song, which was called She Cry, that was in 1962, and that was a B-side to a song called Dawning, which was a flop, but She Cried actually reached number 5 nationally. I might add here that I don't have any discography relating to the Australian positions for these songs, as they weren't available on Wikipedia or any other area that I could find. So all these positions that I mentioned will all be where they were on the American Billboard chart. Now, they had three unsuccessful songs following this, and then Traynor decided to leave the group after having a disagreement with Dean, and they found a replacement in Blatt, who became Black, because he appeared on a TV show, and the compere of the show thought he said Black. So Blatt decided to change his name to Black, so it was a lot easier. And he had sung lead with a group called the Empires. And they also then added an extra member whose name was Marty Sanders to make a quintet. Their first two songs were unsuccessful, but their third song, Only in America, reached number 25 on the Billboard charts. Then came a song that most of us will be familiar with, Come a Little Bit Closer, in 1964, and it reached number 3 nationally. I might add here that this song has been featured in a number of movies, so this is where you're going to come in, Josh, and see if you can identify any of these. The first movie is called Shanghai Kiss in 2007. The second one is The Meddler with Susan Sarandon in 2015. And the third one is Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, Chris Pratt and, amongst others, Kurt Russell in 2017. Are you familiar with any of these, Sean?
Well, Guardians of the Galaxy, obviously, and obviously Meddler with Susan Sarandon. I think yeah. I've seen it. Was Al Pacino in that as well?
Couldn't tell you. I only just put Susan Sarandon as the best known person, I thought.
Oh, okay.
That.
Yeah.
Maybe right.
And what was the first one? Shanghai Kiss.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't know.
Nah. Well, that song's actually been featured in it. I don't know where or what part of the movies are featured in, but it is certainly in there. Then they had another song called Let's Lock the Door and Throw Away the Key, and that reached number 11. I must admit, I'm not familiar with that song at all. In May 1965, along came Karamia, which I have to say is my favourite Jane the American song. And this means my beloved in Italian. The original version of this song was sung by David Whitfield, who was an English tenor back in 1954. And I can truthfully say that the two versions are quite different. In fact, the wording of the Whitfield song is very different to the second one. I must say, after listening to both, I have a very strong preference for the Jane the American version. Now, this was originally a B-side, Karamia, but they made an appearance on a Tonight Show, and that proved to be overwhelmingly popular with the viewing public, and so they had the sort of made the song a huge success by reaching number 4 in the Billboard chart. Then they had the song from South Pacific called Some Enchanted Evening, and that followed, that it reached number 13. Sunday and Me, very conspicuous, this particular song, because this was Neil Diamond's first successful composition, and that reached number 18 in 1965. They then appeared in another movie, Josh, if I've got you again, Wild Wild Winter, which is a Universal comedy film, and they sang a song called Two of a Kind at the film's finale.
Okay, yeah, no, I don't know that one.
No, I don't think it was a high-ranking film, Josh.
Yep.
And I didn't even write down who was in it, actually, because I didn't think it was overly important. But they then had a version of Crying, a Roy Orbison song, and that reached number 25. But nothing else they released charted until 1968. And I think everybody will be familiar with this particular song. It's called This Magic Moment.
Yeah,
and
it's a great song.
Yeah, it is a terrific song. And that peaked at number 6 and sold well over a million copies. Then along came a song called Walking in the Rain, which was the final song of Any Note that they had. And it made number 19 on the Billboard chart. After that, they went their separate ways in 1973. And Dean became a producer. Vance, a recording artist in his own right, and Sanders became a songwriter. Now, Jay Black, who was the lead singer and, of course, to me, the most interesting person in the group, he was actually a compulsive gambler. And he actually accrued $500,000 debt in back taxes to the IRS and was forced to sell his rights to perform as Jay Black, as well as his trademark for Jay and the Americans. And they had to forfeit these to satisfy his huge debt. He then performed as Jay Black, The Voice, which I think was quite appropriate, honestly, because it is so good, while the trademark to Jay and the Americans was purchased by the original members of the group, who then decided to reform. These fellows were Dean, Kane and Sanders, and they decided to have another J up front, he's J Reinke, R-E-I-N-C-K-E, and they are still tour with their show, and they're part of their format is to include all three J's, the history of them, and to sing some of their songs also as part of their format. However, there's no love lost between Jay Black and his former group from some of reading between the lines. Now, trainer, the original Jay, he passed away in 2014. But Black, who's still going, and he was Jewish by birth, and he used to do a stand-up comedy and sang for quite a time after the group split. He was married 3 times. And he used to joke in his comedy routine that his first wife was very close to Marilyn Monroe. He qualified that by saying she looked like Joe DiMaggio. I didn't think that was very nice, but anyway. Now, it's a bit sketchy as to where exactly he is these days. My gut feeling is that he is on Long Island in New York, but I'm not 100% sure on that. There's various things that I've read say different things, so. Now, he says his third wife was 18 and he was 45 when they got married, so there's a fair age difference there, if in fact that is true. So, Josh, completing the story there, Jane the Americans, I think, were a fantastic group, but only because of the magnificent voice of Jay Black. And I'm going to request the Karamea. Now, I'll let it slip here that you and I sent you something this morning about which Karamea version of Jay Black I wanted you to play, and I think the people would find this a most interesting one.
And that was the one in 2011 he performed live on television, PBS, wasn't it?
That's correct, yeah. I would like people to pay particular attention to how long he hangs on to one of the notes there. He's actually looking at his watch, and I can tell you it was for 15 seconds. It's quite magnificent, I reckon.
Yeah, what a great voice he had, and check out the clip as well. But here it is, Jay Black and Karamea. Yeah, that was pretty amazing. What do you think, Steve?
Well, I think it was fantastic. I'm very biased towards them, I must admit, and I've put it at Jay Black. He was Jay and the Americans. He was an enigmatic gambler. He was a self-confessed gambler. He said everything that he earned, he gambled away. He's an enigmatic gambler with a magnificent vocal range. And we've now had Karamea, and my other choices, Josh, if you've got them there, would be Sunday and Me, which I do have the single for that. So that was the only single of theirs that I bought. And This Magic Moment, and a solo by Jay Black called What Will My Mary Say, I quite like also.
I think we can do all those three songs, and we'll do them after a quick sponsors break. But have you got anything else you'd like to say, Steve?
No, just that I hope everybody stays well and fit, and now that you've got a bit of freedom up there in Shep, to make the most of it, because you never know when we might go back down again in a lockdown.
Yeah, well, I have a feeling we're about to have a bit of a wet week, so we'll wait and see, but yeah.
Okay. So I look forward to do it, Josh, and I've still got three or four interesting ones left to come in the next couple of weeks.
I look forward to it, and you take care in Melbourne as well, and stay safe. Avoid the riots and earthquakes.
Yeah, well, I don't think there'll be any more of that. Perhaps we should have played Shaking All Over last week, Josh.
I did at one stage, yeah. I did the Dutch program and I played Shaking All Over, and Carole King, I Feel the Earth Move as well, was a good one. And
yeah, well, that's a good one also.
Yeah.
All the best to you and the listeners, and we'll catch you up next week.
Cool. Take care, Steve, and all the best.
Thank you.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.